From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting on the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president. Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with the goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired him. He says he appeals to all genuine patriotic Zimbabweans to come together with work together. No one is more important than the other. We are all Zimbabweans. Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that he will be sworn in as the country's new president Friday, convincing the masses he is genuinely working on their behalf is among the challenges at hand after decades of Mugabe's maneuvers that critics say were self-serving. One analyst says it's too soon to tell whether or not he'll launch a new and an improved era for its people following Mugabe's ouster. Ratko Mladic, the former general in charge of Bosnian Serb forces during the Balkans War in the early 1990s, has been found guilty of genocide and other crimes against humanity. He is sentenced to life in prison by the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. Although the verdict was welcomed by many Bosnians, he is still seen as a hero by some ethnic Serbs, and justice may do little to reconcile the region's still divided populations. Search and rescue operations continue this Thursday for three sailors still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday. C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa. This is VOA News. Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday, as they traditionally do, gathering with family and friends around tables, groaning with food, watching parades and football games, and for many, starting their holiday shopping. 2017 celebrations, including the iconic Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade in Manhattan, will be under close scrutiny. The parade, which attracts about 200,000 spectators, comes just weeks after an Uzbek migrant is accused of driving a rented truck into a crowded bike path, killing 8 people. New York officials said security will include police sharpshooters, as well as sand-laden dump trucks and bomb-sniffing dogs. Thanksgiving has many traditions, not the least of which is traveling to be with their family and friends. Almost 49 million people are expected to take to the roads, air, and railways ahead of the holiday. France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. President Emmanuel Macron called the video footage aired by the U.S. news network CNN scandalous and unacceptable. He said it is a crime against humanity, saying that after meeting with African Union Chief Alpha Conde, he hopes that they can go much further in the fight against traffickers who commit such crimes and cooperate with all the countries in the network to dismantle the networks. CNN aired that footage of an apparent auction where black men were presented buyers as potential farmhands and sold off for as little as $400. The video sparked international outrage, with protests erupting across Europe and Asia. The UNSC meeting will likely be next week, according to a French diplomat. On Monday, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was horrified and that the auction should be investigated as possible crimes against humanity. Time and oxygen may be running out for the 44 crew members aboard the missing Argentine submarine ARA San Juan. The vessel has not been heard from since November 15th, and a 44-person crew reported an electrical problem. The San Juan can normally operate for about a week underwater without replenishing its air supply. The 2,000-ton submersible uses diesel engines on the surface and battery-powered electric motors underwater. At the surface, the German-built ship's 4 diesels can charge the batteries. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.